brought to you by Penguin.
The Backup Man by Phoebe Luckhurst. Read by Kathleen McCarran. Chapter 1. Connor had many good qualities. Height, intelligence, a maestro's appreciation of Gogglebox. But Anya had to admit, in the 4 years they'd been together, a sense of poetry had never been one of them. Year in, year out, anniversaries, birthdays and Valentine's days had been marked with a box of Lindor balls and a jaunty all-caps text. 2 years of us! Marked passion of a sort, she supposed. The first time he told her he loved her, on the sofa while they were eating spaghetti bolognese, he caveated it with a hasty, "I think." At the time, she decided he was simply overcome by the occasion. So in many ways, she ought not to have been surprised that were he to dump her, he'd do it in the parking bay of a Shell garage on their way home from Sunday lunch at his mother's.
"I'm sorry, okay, really,"
Connor had said weakly, as the tears started to crystallise on Anya's eyelashes. It was dark outside, and the spectral lighting and nauseous petroleum odour of the Shell garage made everything feel even more nightmarish.
"It's been on my mind for a while, and I woke up this morning and decided I couldn't put it off any longer, but we were going to my mum's. I knew she'd be annoyed if we cancelled, and that she'd have bought enough food for both of us. So I had to wait until after that. I couldn't do that to her."
"To her?" Anya had whispered incredulously. But Connor hadn't seemed to notice. And so she'd watched the rain drip slowly down the windscreen as Connor drove them home to the flat to thrash out the miserable details. As soon as he turned the key in the lock, it had begun. The whys,
"I just don't want this anymore."
The whens,
"I don't know, a while, I suppose."
And the hows,
"Well, no, we can't both stay here."
Anya asked them each over and over, voice small, robotic and disbelieving, until Connor's wretched, whispered answers finally silenced her. Eventually, she just stopped dumb, chewing her thumbnail as she watched him pack a suitcase, the expensive one, with the built-in phone charger that they'd always shared on trips away.
"I'll go to Duncan's."
He was rolling his clothes neatly, like he always did, and the orderly, space-efficient way in which he was leaving her stung.
"How?" "I'm so sorry. I really am.
He didn't look up, but sounded so uncomfortable that she felt fleetingly sorry for him.
"I didn't mean... well, I've..."
He gave up and slid a roll-on deodorant inside his Asics trainers, then continued to fold his boxers, neck reddening in the awkward silence. Sooner than she'd hoped, he was standing in the doorway of the flat, suitcase beside him.
"When will you..."
"I'll give you a few days."
He seemed determined to avoid a real conversation, a back and forth with any consequences or conclusions, although her face must have said something that resonated, because he relented.
"A week, then, to get yourself sorted."
His eyes were watery, and he was fidgeting with his stubble, and she felt a pressure in her chest.
"Connor!"
If you could just let me know as soon as you found somewhere to stay, well, that would be great."
The flat was his, and he'd soon be reclaiming it.
"Oh, and Anya?"
Her heart crumpled now at the sound of him saying her name.
"I think we should... well, I don't think we should text. For a little while. Unless it's about where you're staying, of course."
He was staring at a space about half a metre to the left of her.
"I just think it would be easier for both of us."
Nothing felt easy now. But he was already turning clumsily on his heel, running the suitcase over his toes in his panic to make his getaway. He paused on the top step.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?